Alright.
I stopped recording. I started recording. We're back.
I've got audio. Charging the link. You know what's funny is I charged the microphone today, but I did not charge that.
So. Yeah. We are straight up dead catting it this week, aren't we, John?
We are dead catting. Yep.
One, two, three.
All right.
Maybe it's the dead cat, because now we were, like, in sync.
Bye, 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 exactly.
I mean, all right. What's up, bud?
Truthfully, it is. We're only 5 days away, okay. You know.
We've got a rare OG John Braverman sighting here, because we've got John in a tank top.
Yeah, I'm back. I got the hat, I got the tank top, I got the crappy mic. We're ready to roll.
Yeah.
The audio is going to sound bad. I'm going to try to talk a little louder to make this great.
He's leaning in very close to the camera.
No, the camera's way back there.
The camera that
my microphone died. I think I gave you perspective to charge the link the first week, and then I didn't charge it this week. So
yeah, I'm glad I didn't actually listen to your advice, because I charged both of them last week just to be ready.
Yeah, well, it's all right. We're going to be fine.
We'll be fine.
My guy, what's up? What are we talking about today?
Yeah, so we are going to continue our series of BFF topics. Last 2 weeks, we talked about some books, right? We did fiction a couple weeks ago. We did nonfiction last week. This week, we're going to transition to movies. And specifically, we're going to talk about science fiction movies, like your favorite.
That's my favorite? Why do you think that's my favorite?
Anybody who knows you,
I don't think that's true.
I don't want to answer it because I'm going to ruin possibly some of your selections.
Go ahead. Go ahead with your...
Before we get started, I have a public service announcement that I just need to share. All right. This is specific to one person. Courtney.
One loyal fan.
One very loyal fan. Courtney, I have gone out of my way this season to rightfully and deservingly give you the credit you deserve for being our number one fan. I have made it a
world's
point.
World's best sister.
I have made it a point, even though he said a couple weeks ago, you're not a Braverman. Just, I have made it a point.
Because she's literally a different last name, but it's fine. It wasn't an insult.
To highlight how awesome you are as a fan. And then I come to find out from a source that shall be unnamed that you had a certain perspective about my book choices.
And that an observation. She had an accurate observation.
Respectfully speaking. I'm hurt that you couldn't just share that with me.
Oh, she did. She told it through me, and then I shared with you that she thinks that you have the book choices of a 15-year-old girl.
I'm not supposed to reveal my sources. I guess I didn't technically reveal my sources. That hurts my soul.
I'll unmask myself. It's fine.
But I hope
she's
that,
right.
But I hope
yeah,
that
the
you
Where
still
the Crawdads Sing is like your number one book. I think Izzy should read that soon.
I think half of the world has read that book already. So
I don't think it's as popular as you think it is.
Very popular book. Anyway, I just want to get that off my chest. Courtney, I still appreciate you as a number one fan. Ryan, if you're listening, which apparently you're not this season, you have
some
work
to do. You're back in the number one hole in Amir's eyes.
Yeah.
You moved up.
You've got some work to do. All right. Science fiction movies.
Let's do it.
The rules. Real simple. Best, first, favorite. We're going to kick it off with talking about honorable mentions. You can have up to five, to be fair. And because the science fiction genre includes so many series of movies, think Star Trek, Star Wars, Ghostbusters, whatever. You cannot list an entire series as one. So individual movies. Throughout.
Right, of course. Individual movie, I get it.
Because you're the sci-fi guy, you go first.
I don't think I'm the sci-fi guy, but I will start with my honorable mentions. And I have four of them. So the first was the first movie I ever watched on my very first laptop. It's a Tom Cruise movie. Steven Spielberg directed Minority Report. I think it's great. Feels very similar to something that I've been doing with a piece of technology lately. I love it. I think it's brilliant. Really enjoyed that movie. Number two, Christopher Nolan. Maybe we get to Christopher Nolan. This will come up again, but Inception. Love Leo in that movie. Think it's fantastic. Really great one. Number three, I'm going to go with Back to the Future. All-timer for me. I could watch it any day. Robert Zemeckis, just absolutely brilliant. And then for four, I'm going to switch to Pixar for a minute. Wall-E. Wall-E.
Love that movie. That's probably my favorite Pixar movie. So good.
Yeah, it is my favorite. It so is good. My favorite.
Great. So for me, I have five. In no specific order. Edge of Tomorrow. Another Tom Cruise movie. And for me, a lot of my movies are revolutionary in their genre or what they kind of led to. Edge of Tomorrow was just a very creative style movie. Loved it. Terminator, the first one, even though Judgment Day was also very good. Again, the first Terminator just set the stage for a lot of movies to come. And we still talk about Skynet, maybe even more so today than we ever have in the past.
Mm.
Yeah. 2001 A Space Odyssey, Stanley Kubrick. I mean, I think anyone can argue that the space-style sci-fi movies of today wouldn't be what they are without that movie. Amazing. And my fourth one, Mad Max Fury Road. So not the Mel Gibson...
Never seen it.
Not the Mel Gibson versions, but Tom Hardy, Charlize Theron.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Yeah, George Miller directed. Just awesome. Highly recommend it. And then my fifth one, which is an honorable mention to my honorable mentions... I know it sounds weird because it is a brand new movie, Dune Part 2. Highly recommended.
I haven't seen it. Don't hear anything.
Not going to talk about it. It's good. Just going to say, Okay. Make sure you watch the first one first. But
I did. I watched the first one.
Amazing movie. All right.
Okay.
What's your best sci-fi movie? I mean, I think I know the answer, but we'll see.
Wow.
Okay. You really have to think about this?
The best sci-fi movie is The Matrix.
I'm sorry, what?
The original Wachowski brothers masterpiece, The Matrix, is the best sci-fi movie. It plays with religious themes. It makes you walk out of the theater and look around differently. It's ruined by two mediocre, maybe three pretty mediocre sequels. But the original movie is maybe my favorite theater-going experience of my life. I remember that very vividly. I remember everything I felt afterwards. I remember who I was with and where I was. And I think it is the best science fiction movie ever.
Well, my long pause in shock was not because I disagree with you, but it was because I was sure that you would have gone with a different option. I think anybody who knows you would have guessed that you would have gone with a different option. So we're starting off with some surprises here on draft night. My best science fiction movie is Interstellar, Christopher Nolan. It was a hard one because there's so many good science fiction movies. But when I think about that movie, and not because it's Matthew McConaughey and books from last week or whatever, but honestly, like similar to you, there's so many different messages and stories within that movie. But like a lot of Nolan movies, what I really loved about that movie is you can watch it once, twice, 10 times, and you notice new things every time. The story makes a little bit more sense to you every time, and you still walk away trying to figure it all out. And it's just, it's the brilliance of Nolan. I think that has a lot to do with it. But, you know, it's just, again, brilliantly written, great acting in it, not Oscar worthy, but great acting for the story, great storyline, and just it. I guess this is my first swear of the evening. It just fucks with your mind in the best way.
Mm-hmm.
So
love it.
All right.
Great call.
First one. Sci-fi movie somebody should watch. Or is it the first one you watched? Which one is it?
Well, to do this, I have to give my fifth honorable mention because I was really in between two movies here.
Okay.
I think I've decided what the answer is, but then the non-answer is important to talk about. The non-answer to this is Starship Troopers. Which I love so much.
I just bought that and watched it like 3 days ago.
I think it's so fantastic. Neil Patrick Harris. I think it's a great first science fiction movie, and anyone should watch it. But it lost very closely to a movie that was originally called Live, Die, Repeat. It was since renamed. You mentioned it in your honorable mentions. That is Edge of Tomorrow. I think Edge of Tomorrow is a fantastic science fiction movie. Really well done, terribly named, ruined a lot of people's desire to watch it, but anyone should watch it. It's very, very good.
I don't know if I know you right now, because I am, if I was betting on what your picks would be so far, I would be 0 for everything right now. You're really surprising me. Huh.
What do you got?
Okay.
What's the first one someone should watch?
So for me, I think the first science fiction movie somebody should watch is Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope.
Can we just call it Star Wars, please? It's just called Star Wars. The movie's called Star Wars.
It's a sensitive topic here.
Please don't.
If you could see his face, you would understand it's how just, sensitive a topic it is.
The movie's called Star Wars.
Yeah. So, when I think about that movie in the realm of science fiction, especially for somebody who is dabbling into science fiction, I think it represents basically everything that you can expect from science fiction. So you've got futuristic kind of environment. You've got, you know, like this good guy, bad guy kind of scenario. You've got cool weapons and technology and characters that you're being introduced to. The story is fluid, and while it may not make sense bit by bit, when you look back at it as a whole, it all comes together. And I think one of the things that it does really well, and this is putting it into the realm of when it came out, is that it is the beginning of a much broader story and a much broader galaxy, no pun intended, of what the Watcher can expect. And the irony is, I don't think it's the best one of the series, but I think it is the first one that somebody getting into science fiction should watch.
Totally good with that.
Yeah. And I think it might have been actually my first science fiction movie that I watched. It's hard to, I don't remember, but it was up there.
Top three favorite movie of all time. I love it.
All right. Speaking of favorite, Mr. Braverman, what is your favorite science fiction movie? This one, I think I know.
I mean, you know the answer to this. This is probably number two on the best of all time. It's my favorite movie. It's my son's favorite movie. It's the movie you watch when you're sick. It's perfect in every way to me. The answer to it is Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. Love five. Empire. Jesus. Irvin Kershner directed that movie, and it's the one of nine, two of the nine movies that has a very different and clearly more mature thought put into the storyline. I mean, I love Star Wars. I'm a Star Wars fan. Mm-hmm. But in aggregate, I think the nine movies are more often worse than they're good. But Star Wars, the original Star Wars, is a relatively perfect movie. Empire is absolutely perfect. And The Last Jedi is in that realm for me. I love it. I have always loved it. I can remember watching it on tape because that's what we had. I remember watching it on a Laserdisc because that's what my dad had. And to this day, if I'm not feeling well or Gavin's not feeling well, that is absolutely the movie that we watch.
One thing that I really appreciate about Empire Strikes Back, and I think when I think about one of my honorable mentions, which is Dune Part 2, it's not often that the second movie in a trilogy is the best one or better than the first one. Usually, the second one is the long, drawn-out storytelling set the stage for the finale. Empire kind of broke that mold with a lot of key moments and key happenings, I guess. And I felt the same way about Dune 2. So, great. I knew that was going to make your list somewhere. I don't think I doubted that it would be your favorite. My favorite science fiction movie of all time is The Matrix. Yeah. Similar to you, I think The Matrix has done so much for movie creation, for storytelling. I mean, we still talk about bullet time. You see it in video games. You see it in movies. Mm-hmm. I still remember vividly the very first time. I saw it in theaters for the first time, too. And that beginning scene when they walk into the room and Trinity's sitting there and you have all these agents. And when she does that jump kick, crane kick, and you don't know, you know, first time seeing the movie, all of a sudden everything slows down and the camera does this 360 spin around her and you're watching this happen in slow motion. You're just like, oh shit, like you did that, just blows your mind and the rest of the movie just goes with it. Beautifully written. The Wachowskis did an amazing job with that, and it is my favorite sci-fi movie. So, I've got a question for you as we wrap this episode.
Yeah.
Because I think about this a lot. Do you think that life imitates art, or do you think that art imitates life? I guess a different way to ask this question is this. You mentioned Minority Report as one of your honorable mentions. We talked about Terminator. I mean, if you look at a lot of science fiction movies, they include these things that are take place in the future. And now that we're in that future, we see these things come to life in some sort of a format that was depicted in art 20 years ago. Right? Mm-hmm. Do you think it would have happened if it was never depicted in art? If nobody came up with this brilliant mind, like iRobot's another one, right? We've got robots that are artificially intelligent and begin to learn, and then ultimately they take over. Same story with Terminator. If nobody ever thought of that and wrote a story about that, do you think we would be doing it today?
Yeah, I mean, so the thing you're saying is an old Oscar Wilde's quote, and I think life definitely imitates art. You know, there are people, dreamers, that share these ideas, whether through movies or television or books. And then I do think that informs a lot of how people go pursue, especially technological endeavors. I think, you know, someone looking at The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and then one day holding a tablet or a smartphone with the internet on it, they have achieved that, right? Like they have achieved the world's information in their hand. And you know, to use The Matrix as your metaphor, there is that, you know, very infamous scene where he walks in and knocks over the vase and apologizes. And she says, well, the real question would be, had I not said anything, would you still have knocked over the vase? Right.
Yeah.
And I think, You have to believe that life imitates art when you look backwards to see how many things we have today that were dreamed up from Neuromancer or were dreamed up from Douglas Adams or were dreamed up from pick your person. And then you look forward and say like, yeah, that really happened. Now, obviously it's not a perfect science. Like they tend to push people in toward directions. And sometimes we find that direction isn't really where people want to be. But yeah, I think clearly life imitates art. I think Oscar Wilde was right.
Skinny fries.